What's up, everybody? Topher here with the Glitch Podcast with my co-hosts,
Eugene Cappin.
And hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Jimmy, here, the Wednesday My Dudes meme. What's going on?
I like how that you classify yourself as a meme, not your content.
Right. Well, I mean, if there's like a name to put to, what I've done, I guess it's best summarized through the Vine, because that's where most people know me from. So it's easier to identify myself as that, I guess.
So the original meme, it's Wednesday, My Dudes. Was that like a one and done that just happened to go off? Or was it like your 100th one and that was the one that finally clicked?
I had made some previous content, not like a whole lot. But that one just kind of randomly took off. It way more than any of my other ones, obviously. But no, I wasn't making content for too long on Vine before that one just happened to go viral.
And now you just have an excuse to wear goggles everywhere.
That's right.
I remember I saw you at VidCon and I look at this dude and I'm like, nice goggles, man. Nice goggles. And then it was funny because I didn't recognize you. And then you told me, I was like, what's up with the hat and the, and it all clicked.
The Spider-Man costume. Right.
As we were all trying to sneak our way into like some VidCon party.
Exactly. Yeah, it's there's something different about it that catches people's eye, and I think it's a good character look. The only downside is they're really uncomfortable to wear for extended periods of time.
Do you wear them like all the time, or like do you only like hit that like look up at like parties and cons and stuff, or like? I don't know, is your meme character kind of you in real life?
No, it's actually pretty separate, almost completely. I basically just, whenever I'm filming, or maybe if I go to a convention, yeah, that's when I'll wear the goggles. But otherwise, try to keep them off because they're just, they fog up, they get caught in my hair and everything. It's just, it's a whole mess sometimes.
Yeah.
Where did Vine start? Where was your meme? And where did Vine end?
I actually don't know when Vine actually launched. I remember my first interactions with Vine were I saw someone was sharing them on Facebook or something, and I saw it was like either skating vines or kids fighting each other in vines, and I was like, that's lame. And then later down the line, I was like, oh wait, people are actually doing comedy, and this is kind of interesting because, well, not even just comedy, but all kinds of videos. And I thought it was so interesting because it's such a limited medium of, you know, a video platform that you really have to capture some kind of emotion within that 6 second period. And that kind of struck me as like, oh, wow, that's kind of like challenging. Because if you have like, a 10-minute if you have a 10-minute video,
say,
you
like
can plan it out.
Steroids.
Exactly. Yeah. So I thought it was interesting. And so I just went for it. And then I kind of didn't get in Vine until closer to the end. And even when my thing went viral, I didn't even, like, capitalize on it, I guess. I didn't realize exactly what was happening in the moment. I didn't realize how viral it was going or what I should do with it. So I kind of just let my Vine account sit there and made a Vine whenever I kind of felt like it. But then
that's crazy.
Yeah, once Vine was on its way out, I was like, oh shit, I should probably like tell people that I've moved to YouTube and stuff and tell people that I live stream. Like, but then Vine went down and I was like, oh damn, there go like, I think I had like 72,000 followers on Vine before it went
Holy
down.
Holy cow,
so,
man.
Yeah.
So it's like, you were basically like, you were an influencer star and you just kind of weren't utilizing your status the way you probably could have.
Yeah, exactly.
What were you doing? Just playing video games and chilling and screaming at a mirror or what?
No, I was working. I think when I made that Vine, I was working at, I had just, my wife and I were married for about a year and a half or 2 years, and I was working at a donut shop, and I was trying to live stream on Twitch because actually, before I did any Vines, I live streamed some League of Legends on Twitch and things were going all right. But then I had to get like, you know, a 40 plus hour job and I just couldn't stream anymore. So I just started making offline content through Vine and a couple YouTube videos here and there. But then, yeah, once the Vine took off, after about, I want to say, give or take a year or so, I had licensed my Vine through a company and was actually able to quit my job and pursue YouTube, essentially full time. And ever since then, I've been streaming and doing YouTube and living off of it. And I'm not rich by any stretch, but it's something that allows me to live, and it's nice.
That's really amazing. So like your like one Vine kind of like, and it being licensed allowed you to like basically have the means to live and pursue a passion.
Exactly. Yeah. I was working a job I was severely, severely unhappy at, and it was really just a lucky break, honestly.
Huh.
Have you ever thought about going back to that sort of content, like maybe getting a TikTok account?
I actually downloaded TikTok and I wanted to make some kind of like ironic TikToks, but recently I just haven't been feeling the Jimmy vibes as much as I used to. I've actually been trying to, you know, kind of explore different kinds of content, whether it's on Twitch or even on my YouTube channel. Because there's only, Jimmy's such a goofy character. There's only so much I can do with it before I feel like, oh man, maybe I'm like just doing too much of the same thing, and maybe it's time to expand my, you know, content. But you know, I'll always be making Jimmy videos, and it'll always be a part of me because it's just my goofy sense of humor really coming out. And yeah, it's been awesome.
Have you ever like sat down and done like a character tree for the character Jimmy and just go, all right, this is what, you know, drives Jimmy. This is what his hopes and fears are, and like really develop it as a character?
I haven't really gone that far because the thing about Jimmy is as a character is I feel like he's kind of naive and just everything's on the fly. Whenever I film anything with Jimmy, 95% of the time, I literally just say, okay, I'm just going to start making a video, and then I just do it. I don't plan it, and I don't put a lot of editing into it. I just want it to feel almost like a home video to where it's just really natural and goofy. That's always been my kind of mantra with making Jimmy-related content. Yeah, it's a really weird and kind of unorthodox way of making content, but it's worked for the most part. And
yeah,
I think where I'm actually putting time and effort into my other content, that's where I kind of get my fix of like actually scheduling something out and planning something out and working at the editing. That's where my other content shines. But Jimmy stuff is always, almost always, just spur of the moment.
Do you have like a set schedule? Like, all right, I need to get 5 videos done this week, and then I can go play League of Legends and go stream that.
Not really. I just kind of, if I feel, that's the thing with my Jimmy content. I don't want to ever feel like I have to do it. I always want it to be something that's just like, oh, this sounds fun, so I'll do this. And if it works really well, great. If it doesn't work too well, I'm like, oh, it was, you know, worth a shot. But for the most part, I've actually been putting a lot of my time into my Twitch channel because there's something about it actually interacting with people on the regular and developing a community. There's something about that that I just can't get enough of because I've always been, especially in school when I was growing up, I was always trying to kind of be the entertainer and make people laugh. And also I have, you know, I feel like my heart's a little soft. I always want to connect with people and make sure they're doing all right and maybe having a laugh every once in a while. So that's what really drives my Twitch channel, I suppose.
That's great, man. Yeah, I mean, building communities. I think that's one of the things with Twitch that is so appealing for creators is it's not a one-sided piece of content anymore, you know?
Right.
Like, you have all your fans, they come and they talk with you, you see the same people over and over again, and it's not just like, you know, you get some fan mail every once in a while. Like, you have people that you see, like, on the daily if you stream every single day. And
exactly.
Having that sense of community is just, I don't know, it's pretty special sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like, it feels almost like going back to high school, where, like, as soon as I go live, it's almost like, you know, I expect a lot of the people that I see every day in my stream to come back around, and there's something really nice about that, because it gives you some sense of normalcy in terms of, like, content creators spend a lot of time at home alone making either YouTube videos or even when they're streaming, so it can become kind of lonely in a way, unless you're, like, in LA and just collabing with everyone all the time. So to have those people there kind of is like my online family, really. So
right,
it's really nice.
So you're out in Colorado,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm in Colorado right now.
Yeah. Are there a lot of other personalities out there for you to collaborate with?
Not necessarily. There's a few I know of, but I haven't really, you know, sought them out, I guess. Especially because I think Denver's the hot spot, and I'm like an hour and a half away from Denver, so I hate driving. So right now I'm really just working on a lot of me content and branding myself and just growing as much as I can, and then within the next few years I'm gonna continue to go to conventions and use that as an opportunity to collab with people. And one of the best parts about doing, I guess, Twitch is you can always collab with people in games and
yeah,
over streams. It's becoming easier and easier, so that's one thing that I've always loved doing. But yeah, I kind of do miss being in California, where I would go film with different content creators every once in a while, and it was cool to do. It's like doing a job from home, but then you go meet up with people and they're like, oh, I do the same job as you. We just make fun videos. And it's like, oh, this is great. So I do miss doing that. But
well, what made you move to Colorado?
My wife actually got into a graduate program here.
Oh,
so
right on.
Just moved right over.
Right, and I can work out there.
We've been out here about 5.5 months now. So not even too long.
And you were in LA before.
Yeah, about an hour south of LA, but LA enough.
Do you ever think about just hopping in the car and doing kind of like a tour and hitting like several states and just collaborating with everybody who's in those areas that you hit?
I'd love to do that at some point, but right now, logistically, it doesn't make sense, because just I have a lot of like at-home responsibility. Like, my wife and I have a horse, and I go feed him every morning. We have two dogs, and while my wife's away at school, you know, the dogs would be home for sometimes 8 hours at a time. So I'm pretty much just a homebody for now. But when it makes more sense, yeah, I'll probably end up doing a lot of stuff like that. But at the same time, that's how I get my fix through generally conventions. That's how I end up meeting and collabing with a lot of people as of now. But yeah, I do want to do more actual planned, I guess you could say, road trip content, where I actually just meet up with some creators and have a set thing that we want to do. But not a lot of that right now going on.
Right on. So you were saying you've been into Twitch for a while, it sounds like before Vine.
Right.
So do you only play League of Legends, or do you play any other games, or do you do like an IRL show, or do you anything else?
I guess mostly I do variety. I have my set games that I kind of linger back to, like League of Legends and World of Warcraft and a couple other games. But just even recently, I've been playing through Dark Souls, and so I consider myself more of a variety streamer. But yeah, but before I did Twitch and everything, I did stream League of Legends back in like 2011 and 12, and it was actually going quite well. And if I didn't have to get the full-time job that I had, I might have actually just gone down that route, because it wasn't going too bad. I was getting generally like 40 to 50 viewers back then, and that was especially with how saturated League of Legends was back then. I mean, it still is, but I was doing all right, and I was putting on tournaments and getting noticed by bigger names, and it was kind of sad that I had to pull away from that, but at the same time, you know, I guess I just found my way back through other means or other memes.
I see what you did there.
So where exactly do you want to take your career as far as being an online personality and somebody who makes media content?
My major goals, I guess, are to continue doing Twitch and YouTube for at least a little while, until it just doesn't make sense anymore, or maybe until I just don't feel it anymore. And then I want to change into a role of, I want to teach people how to do what I did and use the successes that I learned from and the failures that I learned from to show people basically either A, how to go viral, or B, how to, you know, foster an online following. And so I kind of want to create almost my own, not like talent agency, that sounds kind of weird, but, you know, just teach people how to do it.
Yeah.
Because I've learned a lot.
How long were you making content online before like Twitch? Did you have a YouTube account way back in the day, or?
I actually never had a YouTube account because I've never really been good at computers. Even though I've spent my whole life playing games, I never really learned how to do a lot of computer related stuff. So I was always, it was always kind of daunting to me. So me and my friends would actually, we would film, you know, stupid videos all the time and show them to all of our friends at school, and they thought they were hilarious, but we never, you know, uploaded them or actually tried to do any real content with it. We just did it as a hobby. So I was always into it, but I never really uploaded anything until, I guess it's mobile phones that really changed the game, especially with Vine. It just made uploading easy and accessible. And so as soon as that was available to me, I was like, okay, here we go. This is fun. And then Twitch was fairly easy. You just download a program and hit go live. And then there you go. There's no editing software. There was no rendering videos, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess it was just ease of access that allowed me to jump into it.
So it sounds like out of pure laziness, you didn't start a YouTube channel.
Yeah, essentially. Pretty much.
It makes me think of, like, you know, how much money could I have made on YouTube in the early days if it was just so easy, if you had an iPhone and you just upload? But like back then, man, I had mini DV tapes. I had to plug it into FireWire. I had to play that stuff back in real time. There was no SD cards. Yep. You wanted to make a viral video, you had to put some work in, man.
Exactly. it was a whole different ball game back then, and the people that did it back then, props to them, because God, it was pretty awful. It was like the Wild West of, especially like YouTube. Like, anything was game back then, and, you know, all the flash animation, all the stuff. I don't know. YouTube was weird, and then there was like Newgrounds and all those sites, and you just never knew what to expect. And then now things are pretty streamlined, so it's a lot easier.
Well, Newgrounds is still around. Right. It's just not as popular as it used to be.
Me and Eugene are working on a project based on one of his past films that was featured on Newgrounds way back in the day.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So, should be pretty cool.
So, Jimmy, where can the people find you?
I'm on YouTube, Jimmy Here. I'm on Twitch, Jimmy Here. Just recently, well, not recently, about a few months ago, got partnered on Twitch, so pretty stoked on that.
Congrats.
Oh, congrats. Thank
you. Yeah, that's pretty much the best places to find me. Just YouTube and Twitch, doing my thing.
Right on.
Well, nice. Well, anyway, this has been the Glitched Podcast. I'm Eugene Gappin.
And I'm Topher Welsh.
And I'm Jimmy Here.
We'll see you next time.